You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I will tell you quickly that I had enough of playing around with the facial hair, and I took it all off.
I didn't even notice. You're right. You're smooth
Saturday.
Now.
I was like, I don't need that.
It no, too scruffy. I thought you looked good. Not for you.
It's just not That's for fair. Me. That's you know fair. What I did, though? I have to tell you a funny story quickly. When I shaved it all off, I left the mustache with going down past the sides.
What's that? Handlebars?
It's not a Fu Manchu, but
just a handlebar mustache, I think.
And I left it like that just to walk around and show both Gretchen and Zoe. Gretchen laughed. She thought it was freaking hilarious. She dared. She goes, I dare you to leave it like that for like a month.
Yeah, you should have.
But the funniest reaction was walking in and showing Zoe, who's 19, and she literally, and I'm using it properly, she literally took a step back.
Ugh, creeper.
And was like, she's like, that is the creepiest looking thing I have ever seen.
It's mustaches have that stigma, don't they? That they're
They really do.
They're kind of creepy.
She goes, have you ever had a mustache? I said, oh, yeah. Back when I had my mullet, I had a mullet and a mustache back in the 80s.
So. It was a different time.
Somewhere there are probably photos, and I hope they never
surface.
On Friday, Jeremy and I were talking about a vibe that's going around right now. He and Nicole had been out on the town, and we were getting ready to go out on a date night, and we were talking about how it's possible that there's kind of a happy slash positive vibe that you can feel. Right?
Yeah. It's just in general. We're noticing it mostly like just going to the grocery store or wandering around a Target. There's just a general sense of everyone is kind of in a good mood.
Yeah.
To put it simply, Jeff, everyone just seems very chipper. We went to a school event the other night where there was a lot of people and there was no masks, and it was just so nice to see everybody smiling and seeing faces and people laughing. And it just feels generally good right now. It really does feel like we're kind of coming out of this now. We're slowly crawling out. You know, everything seems to be working.
Yeah, we cannot deny that a lot of families went through a lot of pain. And
Absolutely. We
are not trying to act as if nothing happened. And we know that a lot of families experience the very worst. But I would agree that in general, when you walk around, it feels... And I hate to reference something else that was tragic, but it feels almost like... Back after 9/11, it took about a month before Americans were even able to have fun with anything again.
Yeah.
Maybe another month or two after that. And I remember us talking on the show when that point hit. We were like, don't you feel like we got our lives back?
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. And it's just kind of like, well, we were kind of all in this together and now we're all coming out of this together.
Yeah. And we want it to continue. You know, I think it's easy to say, oh, you know, there's going to be, you know, different strains of it now.
Sure.
Okay, there might be.
Yeah.
But for the time being.
For right now, though.
And one of the things that we were talking about when we were out Saturday is how good we felt for these various businesses, such as the restaurants. That's just one example.
Yeah.
How good we felt for them that they were able to now... you know, kind of have a semi-normal life again.
Yeah, people are coming back in. They have an income coming in now. And Nick Nack went out to a restaurant on Saturday night. She went out with, it was like two or three other girls to have a little girls' night. And she came home and she was so happy. She's like, I have not seen my girlfriends or done that in a year and a half. And she's like, it felt so good. She is saying, though, and I feel the same way, now that the masks are coming off, don't you feel awkward not wearing one? Like,
so
we've become
awkward.
So accustomed to having one in our pocket, having one in the car, having one on, that now that they're saying you can have one off, you're like, I don't know if I want to. I've been so used to this thing attached to my face. It feels weird not to have one on now.
Yeah, and, you know, we sat outside of that restaurant without the mask on.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, when we go into grocery stores, we still put them on.
Yeah, just cause, right? You just
yeah. We had
like
to run into Home Depot for some stuff, and we still just we're still just putting it on.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe that won't last a whole lot longer, but generally, just walking around on Saturday, mm-hmm. you know, with people out.
I'll tell you.
Loving life.
It is. It's nice to smell things again, is what I've noticed. You know, I'll maybe if I have to zip downstairs in the building here or something, or I have popped into a Target now and I didn't have my mask on, and I just was like, wow, I forgot what Target smelled like. I like the smell of Target. You forget that things actually had scents that we weren't getting the full effect of with the masks on. And it's just, mm-hmm. it's nice to smile to people again, and it's nice to smell things. Those are my two big takeaways from this right now. Feels really good. We just played that vaccine commercial there. How many times, Dom, have you had the conversation with people about which one did you get? How did you feel?
They say that people are claiming that they're on certain teams. I'm Team Moderna.
Yeah. So which one? Messages are pouring in now. This one's from Maria. She says, I just love that we can get out and vacation again. Yeah. Bad news. I should have started planning earlier. Everywhere I want to go, all the hotels are booked.
I'll tell you what's booked like crazy, and I will give people a heads up, the rental car. Don't take that for granted.
Yes.
Because Gretchen had to go somewhere about 10 days ago, fly out to Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
had a reservation for a car, and they still didn't have one. And wow. they were like, sorry.
People were renting U-Hauls and stuff now and the little Penske trucks to drive around. And you could probably go to Home Depot and get one of those pick-em-up trucks to drive around for a little while.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
No, I can relate. We were actually trying to book a couple nights down at the Broadmoor later this summer just to take the kids down there and go to the mm-hmm. zoo and everything. Booked wall-to-wall for the summer, so I guess we won't be going there. Jenna wrote in. She says, I'm with Jer. I can smell the garden section at Walmart again. The combination of coming out of the pandemic and truly smelling the flowers was pure joy this weekend. She says, thanks for the positive vibes today, boys. And that's from Jenna.
Delaney says, boys, we went out on Saturday and sat on a patio at a restaurant. We had this exact conversation with the people at the nearby table. They were smiling, and we were smiling, and finally the woman waved at us and said, isn't this fun again?
It is fun.
And it is. She says, thank you, boys, for talking about it. That's from Delaney. Douglas said, as someone who works in the restaurant industry, it's something that almost everyone has said to us lately. They're happy, we're happy, and we just want it to last. And mm-hmm. then he says, and I also want to say that people are very generous right now with their tips. I hope that lasts.
No joke.
Good, Douglas.
That's great.
And then Lauren, she brought it all home here. She goes, as horrible as the pandemic has been, hopefully it taught us appreciation. I think that's what the vibe is that you're describing. At least I hope it is. Amen to that, Lauren. Mm-hmm. I hope it is something that we've all picked up on, the feeling of appreciation for, you know, for what we have.
Yeah, for one another. So
Because you know, once you have something like this taken away, and it's one thing to have it taken away for 3 months and 6 months, you know. If we had said 2 years ago, you know, you're going to go 6 months without this kind of freedom, people would have, you know, said, no way.
You're
impossible.
Crazy.
And yeah, we've gone, you know, a year and longer without it. So it should have been. And, you know, and how long does a lesson in appreciation like that last?
Right. This is 6 months, and then we're all going to be hating each other again. Yeah.
It could be that, you know, in about 10 weeks, everyone's all spoiled again.
That's right.
Like
that's
jerks.
Right.